Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, bridges fall down every month. Highway overpasses, interchanges, two 18-wheelers drive over at the same time. They fall down. They've fallen down all the time on I-35 right here in Texas. We've had a bunch of earthquakes out there in the Oakland area. You got a hot gasoline fire underneath all that asphalt and those little quarter and half inch rebar, and it did buckle and come down. But you got to ask, why do they come down without fire? Because they're shoddily built many times. They're trying to compare this to 47 giant, I keep saying 4 foot, they're actually 5 foot around steel beams, falling building 7. The police saying, get back, the building's going to be blown up. We've got a clip, a new Building 7 clip, where they're talking about bombs inside the building coming up. Then we're going to get into E. Howard Hunt, never before heard, just came out a few days ago, on his deathbed, talking about the killing of Kennedy. Now, only the first 4 minutes of 20 have been released. We got St. James Hunt coming on Wednesday. He's probably going to play more of it. It's his son. That's coming up. But we got to go to the calls right now, because, and Robert's at the end of the line. We're going to get to Doug and Richard and Stan and George. But Robert is first, because Robert disagrees. Robert in Arizona, you go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, we've talked before, and believe me, I'm on your side, but I disagree a little bit about your analysis of this kind of bridge construction.
Okay.
It's a steel box beam structure with a light, thin concrete deck poured on top, and all the rebar is in the deck, and probably some post-tension cables as well. And the steel box beam is quite deep. There's some good pictures on it in on a news story at Yahoo where you can cycle through a series of pictures.
I've actually done that in that very Yahoo box. Let me just stop you. The top of that is asphalt, sir. You're saying there's not asphalt.
It's poured concrete, and if you look close, there's rebar sticking out of it, Alex. It's gray.
No, I just said there was. I just said there was rebar in it, but sir, it's blacktop. It's. I mean, you're saying that's concrete.
It is concrete. There could be an overlay of an inch of asphalt on top of it, but what's underneath is concrete, and it's probably initially poured between 6 and maybe as much as 10 inches thick, depending on how much traffic.
Sure, I understand that. I mean, these bridges fall down all the time. I'm asking.
They do. They do. But the point, the important point is when you look at the end of the box beam, those sections are welded together. They go from column to column. There's a beam, and then in between that beam, you've got long steel I-beams or box beams running lengthways, and sometimes they're set.
Well, I agree because it's horizontal, that's why these break on their own a lot when, you know, two trucks at the same time drive across. You've got it horizontal with all that tension with these little welds on the end, and if those aren't done just right or 20 years later from pressure or heating and cooling and expansion and ice and rain, that's why they break all the time. And then you add a bunch of heat to that, it will weaken and it will fall. But that is totally different from Tower 1, 2, and 7.
Well, I agree with that part, but the point is just so you don't get misquoted by the mainstream media, all it takes for a long span of a steel structure like that has a hot fire under it for a long time is for a fire to burn for a couple hours. If the steel, which is not probably structural steel like was used in the central core of the World Trade Center, but this is steel that, while it's going to have a certain amount of high strength characteristics to it, it's also going to have toughness designed into it to absorb vibrations and road, stresses. And when you build a fire under something like that has a 100-foot span between the vertical columns, all it has to do is sag about a foot to pull off of the post.
I understand. I understand. That's what I'm saying. A road supported by two pillars with all that weight between it is going to easier to fall than a building that's vertical and built like a brick you-know-what. Do you agree with that?
Sag slowly is all it has to do.
Yes, I hear you, sir. I mean, these things fall down every month without anything hitting them. I mean, case closed. It's not the World Trade Center's. Buildings don't fall every month. These roads do.
mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Any way you slice it, the difference between this overpass, this connector, is that, yeah, you've got 100 feet separation with the two support points, with it welded, with a hot gasoline fire under it, with non-structural steel. These things are mass-produced. That's why they collapse all by themselves literally every month. I mean, every few weeks, some overpass collapses. It's constantly happening. Very dangerous. People get killed all the time. It's a miracle nobody died here. A whole other facet to this is the guy got burned, his hair burned off, his part of his clothes burned off. He ran around for an hour begging for help. Now, you get pulled over and don't have your insurance up to date. That is, you have insurance, but your card is expired, and they take your children and CPS them and then try to get them to report on you so they can take them. But when you run around with your clothes burned off, begging for help for an hour, the scumbag citizenry won't help you, the scumbag police don't help you, because we really are a nation of scum. I just want to say that. By the way, the people drive worse than Mexico now. Suddenly overnight in Austin, every day people come out of the lanes 5 or 6 times. They pull right out in front of you. I think they're like using some type of ray beam that's turning us into monkeys or something. Because everything's degenerating right now in front of my eyes. And everybody I talk to agrees. I mean, they literally drive better in Bangladesh or in Mexico City than they're now driving here in Austin, Texas, where I live. Look, I'm going to go to Doug and Richard and Stan and George and Art
and Richard and everybody. I'm going to get to your calls. I'm going to get to the E. Howard Hunt thing, and I got a bunch of other news here. But I'm going to cover this now. I'm going to cover the police. Friday night at around midnight, Aaron Dykes and I completed an article. Remember Friday I said, I'm going to call Watson and have him do a story on Luke Radowski and New York 9/11 Truth and wearechange.org having the police walk up and say, he's got a bomb, look, I saw a bomb in there, and then admitting, hey, we're just doing this because we don't like what you're saying. We know you're not a terrorist, but you're going to go to jail for 30 days. I mean, this is a massive frame-up on video. The police are so corrupt now. These are New York Port Authority detectives of some type is how they identify themselves. They did command local NYPD when they showed up, so they're definitely cops. Or who knows, is the mafia commanding the cops? I guess they always have, so I guess they are now. Who knows? But they say Larry Silverstein doesn't like you out here in front of Building 7 where he's based. And so that happened. And me and Aaron did most of the work, cobbled together an article. It went supernova. We did track some of the web stuff. I don't know, like 500,000 people plus had read it over the weekend. It had over close to 2,000 digs on Dig. You can go up to jonesreport.com. Jonesreport.com is the best place to find it. It's right there, still on the main page, screenshots, stills of these gangster cops. And then people went on to Dig and then on to our own message board, two separate places to post on our stories, and I'd say about 10% said, I wish they would have beaten you in the face. I wish they would have arrested you. You need to go to concentration camps. We need to ban your free speech. This is the attitude of the neocons that are on the web, is we want you to die. We want you to go to camps. We want to stop your free speech. And they agree with police walking up with their face, filling the camera, and saying, he's got a bomb, I saw a bomb, I think he's got a bomb, I saw wires. Hey, you know, we're not terrorists, we don't have a bomb. Yeah, I know that, but by the time the government figures it out, you're going to be in jail for 30 days. Guess who's going to jail? Guess who's going to jail? You know, and all this bizarre giggling and snickering. That story is up right now on jonesreport.com. Get it out to everybody, because the story went huge without me even talking about it Friday and Saturday, you know, without even plugging the story. But a lot of you haven't seen it. See it, get it out to everybody. It's so important. But see, that then dovetails with this. Play the clip. I didn't play it all earlier, first hour. Play the illegal alien clips where they admit cocaine, marijuana, drunk driving, no arrest, above the law. I've had APD tell me, well, I told you the story about a month ago. I pull up at my office, and there is one of my employees' cars pulled up. He's in handcuffs. And I walk up, and the officers kind of freak out, start putting their hands on their guns. I didn't walk up menacingly. I walked up very slowly and with a smile on my face. I know how to approach these people. And all of a sudden, the black cop goes, hey, Alex Jones, I'm a fan, all right. And then he was an officer, a sergeant or something, and then his boss showed up, and he was a fan of the show, too. I don't want to get him in too much trouble. They were there backing up the little female cop, and I tell you, I'm not bashing female cops. I know there may be a few good ones, but I've never seen them. I've never met you yet. It's unbelievable. Anyways, she's there, and she's got him in handcuffs, and she was Hispanic. She got really mad when I said, let me guess, if he was an illegal alien, you wouldn't be cuffing him right now. And she said, that's it, slammed her car, drove out of there. The other guys, the white guy and the black guy, start laughing, going, yeah, no, it's true, Alex. We're told, leave him alone. Remember when Vicente Fox came to town? He gave the APD an award for not stopping illegals. He goes, I know, none of us like it. He goes, things are changing, though, because they're killing so many cops. This is the black cop talking, and the white cop's going, yeah, it's true. You hear about them killing a Houston cop last week, and the guy had been arrested 14 times or something like that. And I'm sitting there, and I go, what happens if you arrest illegals? They go, well, we can arrest some, but if we do, we get called in, and, you know, we get reprimands, and we're told that we're a sanctuary city, and we're not. And I go, but even when they're doing stuff that you'd take me to jail for, and he goes, absolutely, I got to take you to jail. It's all reviewed. I get reviews on that squad car video right there. And I'm like, you're kidding. He goes, no. I mean, of course, I'd heard all this, but to have cops. And he's like, I'm retiring in 1 month, man. By the way, here's my rock and roll band. Come see us play sometime. I've been listening to you for, 15 years. I go, no, I've only been on 12 and a half. All right, whatever. And they're even nice guys. But they're getting to the point where, and I told my wife, we got to keep our insurance up to date. We've got to keep it. Because, I mean, folks, almost every time I get pulled over, I get a no insurance ticket, and then it's $10. Because I've always got insurance, but then I have to mail it in. Because, you know, it's only good for 6 months. I always forget and don't put it in there. I'm busy. And I never really wash my cars either. I'm not into stuff like that because I don't have time. I've got all the stupid stickers and all the rest of it, though. And in the past, they just give you a ticket. It's happening in Williamson County. It was in the paper. I read about it nationally now. And it's the minority. We got to stop this now. Of the officers, they are taking your kids now, folks. Oh, my God. And, I mean, that just makes me literally go into a red rage. I mean, I'll never forget seeing state police pull over old women and they got their stuff all over the street. Then they just pull off and let the old women put their stuff back in the car. And one time I walked up to a state police officer while I was about 100 yards away. He came over and he goes, "What are you doing with that camera?" Big old, like 6'7", blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy. I'll never forget him. He's on tape. And I said, "Well, we're here covering what you're doing. You need to... You know, do you have a warrant to search that car?" And he goes, "You know, I'm just doing my job. Back off." And I said, "Listen, we've already got millions of people in prison. We have more people in prison than any other country." He goes, "That means we're doing our job." You're not doing your job. Let me give you a news flash, officer. You work for the mafia that owns America. Let me say that again. You work for the mafia that owns America, and you're supposed to give tickets to us schmucks out here who jump through all your hoops and put up with it. They take the money you collect, and they buy foreign stocks and bonds with it, and then those foreign companies control our government. Okay? America's already gone. The dollar's gone. The sovereignty's gone. And the globalists know we're going to throw fits when we find out. So they're brainwashing you, doubling and now tripling the police presence over the last 15 years. There's now been a tripling of police the last 15 years. It was doubled, and Bush got in. He doubled it again. Increased it again to triple what it was. And we're in deep trouble. Okay? Period. 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 You will take people's children for no seatbelt now. Not on the kids, not on them. You will take people's children into the most, by the way, five times more likely to abuse children, CPS workers are. Police are more likely to be involved in organized crime, drug dealing. Those are federal numbers. You are illegitimate. You aren't fit to clean toilets. You aren't fit. And I don't mean all of you, but as a system-wide, you are the most criminal group, as the Founding Fathers told us. Government always goes bad. You've got to keep it small. You've got to desperately fight against it. You've got to restrict it or your country is dead meat. We're going to go to break, come back and play the illegal aliens above the law, then take some calls, then play the Saint John Hunt audio. Well, he's released it. It's audio of E. Howard Hunt talking about the Kennedy hit. This is part one. It's going to be released in several other parts. Just this is the first time we've had one of the actual, he's not one of the assassins. We always knew that he was commanding the op with George Herbert Walker Bush as second in command. God, we're in so much trouble, folks. This is the guy that ran the overthrow in Guatemala. He was even involved in Mossadegh op. He is hardcore, and he died a few months ago, month and a half ago, as you know, and his son has now released this. So when we get back, we will play the illegal aliens above the law. Now, remember this. When a high and mighty state policeman pulls you over, now, I used to drive down to the beach. You'd see one or two state police. I saw 21 last time, and they now give you tickets for 5 miles over. And if you say, "Hey, I thought it was only for 10 miles over," they'll tell you things are changing. Because they tell the dumb cops that the economy's broke and that the state's broke and they got to raise money when they've got record amounts of cash, just like the toll roads, they got record money in gas receipts, but then they tell you in gas tax receipts, and they tell you, "Oh, we got to have a Trans Texas Corridor tax to pay you." They just tell you that. Do you like being fooled? Do you like being lied to? Why were police appreciated 30, 40, 50 years ago, and why are you hated now? It's not just you. The society's unraveling and degenerating, too. But you're not helping it. No, you're there to ruin families, get kids in the system, hand them over to pedophile CPS. That's what you're there for. And I want you to look in the mirror and figure that out every time you let an illegal alien go while you throw the book at U.S. citizens. We're going to come back and go right into this newscast from North Carolina. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. 0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Okay. So the next time the police pull you over, they're all real serious and they want to search and they're doing this for America. They're looking for drugs and they're... Just remember, the illegal aliens in 800-plus cities are above the law, are not even arrested for hardcore offenses. And this is an absolute fact. And they don't have to show IDs for bank accounts, anything that's Associated Press. We knew this, of course, 4 years ago from observation, now mainstream news, because it's part of setting up the North American Union. Okay, none of this has to do with keeping you safe. The government doesn't care about you. It's about getting you in the system. All right, we are in a giant prison grid, ladies and gentlemen.
and they own all these fancy PR firms and propaganda and ad council and announcements of how they want to take care of you. It's all pure bull. They want you brain damaged, folks. They put mercury in the shots when you're little to dumb you down. You've got to get your mind around how evil the elite are, okay? Let's go ahead and play this clip.
Virginia Beach police say an admitted illegal immigrant was behind the wheel of the offending car. Now the community wants to know what police can do when they come across someone who isn't supposed to be here.
Turn your sight. Tina Kim takes a closer look at the controversy. Tina?
Well, David Alveda, many people assumed if an officer came across an illegal immigrant, the person would be deported. That's not so, as we found out from those directly involved, undocumented workers behind bars.
How each of these inmates got to Newport News Jail is a different story, but the endings are all the same. Jail officials say once these men are done with the American criminal process, immigration agents are scheduled to take them for possible deportation. Inside this maximum security facility, the inmates have not been able to hear the outcry over illegal immigrants accused of crimes. Diblaim Gomez says he has only been arrested once, and before it happened, he did not worry about police.
No, because there are millions of immigrants here and we're all illegals.
Gomez is locked up on assault and malicious wounding charges. The two men to his left, Juan Gomez Burgos and Vicente Santiago Flores, are both charged with robbery. The men say before they got in trouble, officers did not bother them. But even after breaking the law, Burgos says local police never asked if he was allowed to be in the United States.
In South Carolina...
In South Carolina, they caught me with cocaine and mota.
¿Qué es mota?
Marihuana.
Was he surprised that he was not deported?
Yeah.
Burgos says that was in 2003. Just this past February, Newport News police arrested Flores, he says, for being drunk in public. And he, too, never heard them ask about his immigration status.
No, nothing. They only held me for about 8 or 10 hours. Then they let me go because I was too drunk. I couldn't even walk. When they let me go, I was fine. Just signed papers that I have to come to court on the 13th of March.
After the arrest of this illegal immigrant in March, many in Hampton Roads have come to learn Flores and Burgos' experience is not unusual. Local police often do not ask about immigration status if the person under arrest is facing a misdemeanor or lesser charges. Alfredo Ramos had been arrested for several misdemeanors, but only until police accused him of manslaughter for the drunk driving deaths of these girls in Virginia Beach did local officers notify immigration enforcement about Ramos. What do these men think?
Well, I don't know. That's up to the justice with him. He was drinking and driving. Yes, yes, it's a crime he committed with his vehicle.
The deaths of 16-year-old Tessa Trishant on the left and 17-year-old Allison Coonhart brought such intense outrage, Virginia Beach's police chief explained in a news conference April 5th why his officers did not alert immigration when they first came across Ramos on a charge of public intoxication, a low-level crime. Chief Jake Jaycox said Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE, is both understaffed and underfunded.
And typically does not respond to calls from local police who have undocumented aliens in custody unless the charges are major felonies or otherwise high profile. In fact, ICE has told us there is nothing they can do unless the individual is arrested for a felony and that we shouldn't bother calling them otherwise.
ICE agents would not speak on camera, but ICE reps do say...
Yeah, we're going to play the rest after break. dig up the Washington Times article. They hire the aggravated felons. They come pick them up and put them in the military. Did you know that? That's who's going to rule this country, folks. Illegal alien hardcore felons. And they don't even pick them up when they are felons, okay? If they do, they have them join the military or they deport them back. And that's what they do. And then Vicente Fox comes up to our cities and gives awards to our criminal police chiefs for breaking the law. By the way, I've talked to Austin police. Most of the time when they're found, they don't have a driver's license, ID, nothing. They just let them go. But again, not when it's you and your family. Cop walks up. Famous case, the lady had CPS grab her kids, remember? Right by her house. She'd just taken her seatbelt off, gotten the communal mailbox, driving the 200 yards back to her house. That was out in the hill country, and they took her kids right there on the spot. We interviewed her and her doctor husband. After he spoke out, the police went to his house and beat him down on his front porch. That's the freedom of America. It'll be just like Mexico, where you bow down to the El Jefes. All you got to do is get a uniform. You can tell your neighbors to mow your yard, and they say, yes, boss. Yes, sir.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief.
Oh yeah.
There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, to drink my wine.
Come here.
Come and take my earth. None will level on the mind. Nobody of it is worth.
All right, I will get to Doug Richards, Stan George, Art and Richard, but that's all I can take. And we got to go quick to your call because I want to play this E. Howard Hunt thing. But let's finish up with the police chief saying, hey, the feds won't come get them. They're understaffed. Yeah, they can build a $5 billion fence covering 70-plus percent of Afghanistan through the mountains. They can build fences all around Iraq. The federal government has no intention. They've legalized them. Bush's amnesty plan, I heard him all this weekend, we got to get tough. We got to have reform. And his reform is total amnesty. But that'll fool most neocons. Hell, if Neil Bortz can fool them with national sales taxes, is conservative. They're going to keep both taxes, folks, income and that, once they get it. Then they'll fool them with that. I mean, most people don't even know Bush is anti-gun, even though we've had NRA board members on telling you. They just don't care about America. They want to feel good and stick plastic desecrated American flags on their car made in China. It's easy, it's quick, and they can go home and watch TV. They don't really want to fight for this country. They just want to feel good. Now, back to it. And again, I have been back-ended four or five times over the years, and at least three of the times it was illegal aliens. Then another time I back-ended illegal aliens about 7 years ago. My girlfriend was with me at the time in a Wendy's drive-thru. I just wasn't paying attention. Sort of drive, dented the back of their car. The guy said, no, senor, forget, I illegal. I felt bad. I dented his car. That's another thing. He couldn't even get help. He couldn't even get insurance because of it. So I'm not saying these are all bad people, but the criminals of Mexico who commit murders down here run up here, and it's like heaven. They have no ID. No one knows who they are. They're in no database, and they can do whatever they want. And then my employee out front has an expired driver's license, so he's arrested, and the cops go, yeah, if he was an illegal, we wouldn't. I mean, the country's gone, folks. It's not about the law. It's what about fat cats want. But you got to remember now, they're taking your kids now a lot of times. If you don't have that insurance up to date, you may have insurance, but that card doesn't show it. They call in CPS folks who they're increasing the size of. And it doesn't matter how much money you got, folks, they will try to take your kids. And what they do is they don't feed them. They don't feed them for a day or so, and then your kid's ready to say whatever they want. Then when your kid starts throwing fits, boom, Ritalin, Prozac instantly. Then they triple the amount of cash they get for each one. These are cold-blooded killers. And, yes, they're five times more likely to abuse or kill your children than any other group in America. And so we make them the people that run things. See, that's how it works. Those are hard numbers. Let's finish up with this and go to your calls.
And typically does not respond to calls from local police who have undocumented aliens in custody unless the charges are major felonies or otherwise high profile.
There. He wouldn't call him illegal. The cops won't call him illegal. They'll snatch your five-year-old right out of your car screaming. They'll snatch your one-year-old. They'll snatch a one-month-old nursing baby. They'll snatch him right out of mama's lap in that car for no driver's license or expired license. But they won't even call an illegal alien illegal. Back to that scumbag.
Custody, unless the charges are major felonies or otherwise high profile. In fact, ICE has told us there is nothing they can do unless the individual is arrested for a felony, and that we shouldn't bother calling them otherwise.
ICE agents would not speak on camera, but ICE reps do say Jaycock's statements are not true, and agents can't detain a person no matter how serious the crime.
All right, furthermore, pause. There are police chiefs all over the country, I'll tell you, and sheriff's deputies. Well, they've arrested vans full of 15 people, and ICE won't come pick them up with the coyote and piles of cocaine. You heard the illegal earlier how he had cocaine, and nothing happened. But again, this is the ICE run by the Israeli Mossad agent, Michael Chertoff. So what do you expect? Back to it.
Other Hampton Roads communities, like Norfolk, do allow officers to question people about their citizenship during any type of arrest.
And whether it's a felony, a rapist, or a robber, or a misdemeanor, will notify immigration.
If they suspect the person is illegally in the country, says Norfolk Public Information Officer Chris Amos. He adds, after that, it's up to ICE to enforce immigration laws.
We don't follow through. Once that notification has been made, that's according to our general order, that's all that's required.
Okay, I've heard enough of that scumbag. I've heard enough of it. You can go watch the whole clip up on PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. It's up there right now on the main page if you want. But I forget the exact headline. I know the number was 400. I think it was 450,000 was the headline. Last year, Houston Chronicle headline, 400,000-plus felons released from Houston jails. I know it was 400,000-plus felons was the headline. And it said in Houston, in the previous year of 2005, almost 500,000 felony arrests released. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Including, you remember the railway murderer who killed more than 15 people? Oh, yeah. But they're going to take your kids. I've studied the whole nation. There's probably nowhere worse, except for a few areas in Florida, than Williamson County. Up there, you forget to take a video back. On the fourth day, it's late, they come take you. And they'll have an arrest warrant issued out, and they randomly pull everybody over in that town, and they'll take your kids right there while they're arresting you because you forgot to bring that video home or fell under the couch in Williamson County. I live just south of that hellhole, and I feel like I ought to get on air like a beacon and every hour go, do not live in Williamson County, do not live in Williamson County, do not live in Williamson County, alert, 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 alert. Because all these fools move into there. I mean, the Austin police are little angels. In fact, I haven't heard a lot of the cases of them CPSing for, you know, petty things. But they do in Williamson County, and boy, they got a nice crew of CPS up there, let me tell you. All right, let's blitzkrieg through your calls, and I got to go fast here. Doug in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey there, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to point out there's a huge difference between gasoline and diesel. In fact, with gasoline, they make a cutting torch. If you go to petrogen.com, you can cut 2 inch, 3 inch.
No, gasoline burns a lot hotter than kerosene.
A lot hotter. And another thing I wanted to recommend, I go to your site whenever you say there's a new video clip up there, and so I could download it and get it out to people. I was hoping you could put a download link for those videos instead of having to go through the browser plugins. That way I can get them on a CD with a player, so if people just pop them into their PC, it automatically starts up and they see
the video. Can't you convert them?
First of all, I got to get to a different platform that has...
Yeah, let me break something down. There's only a couple employees out here. And so it may take us, you know, say we got 10 hours of video from some conference. It may take somebody a week to edit that up just to give it to you for free. And then we've got to have it on a free platform because we can't pay to give it out with the bandwidth. Even a free clip we give really wasn't free. We had to have the cameras, the people hired to shoot it. We have to edit it to then give it to you. And then we can't give it to you in a download format because that's not being offered by a free platform where it's not our bandwidth.
I appreciate that. That's why I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber.
You're awesome, sir, and we couldn't operate without you.
Thanks for your help.
You bet. Hey, listen, if we have listeners that volunteer to take the free clips we put out and convert them to a download format, and then they have a place to, if people want to offer to give the free bandwidth away, we will link to those. How does that sound?
That sounds like a good idea. And what I've been doing, like this World Trade Center 7, I've been getting all the videos I can off of Google, off of YouTube, and I got to go to a Linux box to do it, and they compile them on a CD, which are cheap. They're like 13 cents a piece to build. I put a player on the CD, and it automatically starts with an autorun.inf file so that I can get it to somebody. They put it in their PC, and there's World Trade Center 7 falling from 8 different angles.
You're beautiful. Love you, Doug. Keep it up. That's why we need your financial support, because we can hire more employees to do more things like that. I mean, it's all an outreach here. PrisonPlanet.tv, that's how you donate, that's how you support us, and you get such a great value, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, get 3 months free with a yearly membership, or go get a trial membership, PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, all my TV shows, special reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films, download them, burn them to disk. It's a great activist tool, PrisonPlanet.tv, or if it strikes your fancy, you know, you can straight out donate to us. I mean, I won't shrink from that now because our work's just too important. I mean, I make $100,000 film like Terror Storm and then put it out for free on Google Video. And if the money doesn't come in to pay for the next film, I'll just get up here and start quacking and bleeding and begging for money. And then, hell, if the money doesn't come in on that, I guess I just won't make films in the future. But it's just about getting the info out. I want to give all this away for free. And I appreciate those that have bought the high-quality DVDs and books and materials that we offer from InfoWars.com. You make it all possible. And I want to see a flood of support right now because I've got a bunch of big operations I want to carry out, and they're going to take a lot of capital, and I need that capital to go to the next level. So InfoWars.com, go get your PrisonPlanet.tv membership, or buy the DVDs at InfoWars.com or the books or tapes, or if you just want to write us, and put Federal Reserve notes in there, wrapped in foil, I don't care, as they say, or write us a check, fine. I tell you that over 90% of that will go to fighting the New World Order. And, yeah, the rest will go so I can eat enchiladas and put shoes on my feet and on my children's feet, and that's all part of the fight, too. We are dedicated. People know where to, my friends know where to catch me. They can call up here at midnight, and I answer the phone, folks. I'm here. I live this. I am your machine. My mother likened me to a locomotive, ladies and gentlemen. And let's face it, I'm pulling a lot of cars behind me. okay? And I can't help it. It burns in my bones, like Ezekiel said. I cannot control myself. I literally just burn to expose evil. I burn, and I just realize we need more capital to do it, so bring in the capital. Bring it in. 12 years on air, and I haven't been asking for it. I'm asking for it now because our business model, it's working to kind of carry on like we are, but no, there's things I need to do that I know will be effective, and we need the capital, and we need it now. Okay, well, let's get to the E. Howard Hunt thing now, and then we'll get to the rest of it. We'll take your calls in the final segment. There's a big Wall Street Journal. There's a big article in got another Wall Street Journal article I want to get to here, but we won't have time. That was in the Rolling Stone a few weeks ago. We talked about this, the last confessions of E. Howard Hunt. This is 4 minutes of 20 minutes that will be released at the end of the week. And we've got St. James coming on Wednesday here. I don't want to steal the thunder of Coast to Coast. We could have got him on earlier, but I'm going to have him on after Coast to Coast, has him on tomorrow night, and they air the rest of the tape. Because I appreciate that show, and I appreciate all the connections and guest hosts, and not guest hosts, you know, people they've helped me get as guests. They've helped me with a lot of people, so I don't want to steal their guests until he's been on there with them. But here is the 4 minutes that they aired on Ian Punnett Saturday night. This is E. Howard Hunt on his deathbed talking about JFK. Here it is.
I heard from Frank that LBJ had designated Gordon Meyer Jr. to undertake a larger organization while keeping it totally secret. Gordon Meyer himself was a rather favored member of the Eastern aristocracy. He was a graduate of Yale University and had joined the Marine Corps during the war and lost an eye in the Pacific fighting. I think that LBJ settled on Meyer as an opportunist, Perrin like himself, a Perrin, and a man who had very little left to him in life ever since JFK had taken Cord's wife as one of his mistresses. I would suggest that Cord Meyer welcomed the approach from LBJ, who was, after all, only the vice president at that time. And, of course, could not number Cord Meyer among JFK's admirers, quite the contrary. As for Dave Phillips, I knew him pretty well at one time.
Wait a minute. You're actually listening to the commander of the killing. I mean, it's happened publicly on his deathbed, admitting it. Listen to him laboring to speak. This is actually when he's on a deathbed 3 years ago, but they didn't release it until he died a month ago. Here it is.
During the Guatemala project, he had made himself useful to the agency in Santiago, Chile, where he was an American businessman. In any case, his actions, whatever they were, came to the attention of the Santiago station chief. And when his resume became known to people in the Western Hemisphere Division, he was brought in to work on Guatemalan operations. Sturges and Morales and people of that ilk stayed in apartment houses during preparations for the big event. Their addresses were very subject to change, so that where a fellow like Morales had been one day, you're not necessarily associated with that same address the following day. In short, it was a very mobile experience. Let me point out at this point that if I had wanted to fictionalize what went on in Miami and elsewhere during the run-up for the big event, I would have done so. But I don't want any unreality to tinge this particular story, or the information, I should say. I was a bench warmer on it, and I had a reputation for honesty. I think it's essential to refocus on what this information that I've been providing you, and you alone, by the way, consists of. What is important in the story is that we've backtracked the chain of command up through Kornmeyer and laying the doings at the doorstep of LBJ. He, in my opinion, had an almost maniacal urge to become president. He regarded JFK as he was, in fact, an obstacle.
Stay there.
To achieving.
Back that up about 30 seconds. We'll come back and finish the last minute. My God, E. Howard Hunt. And again, folks, we have Hunt's photos there with Sturgis and the rest of them. I mean, this is just to live to see this. And your goal, a lot of you are going to live to hear it come out on 9/11. Oh, yeah, you'll hear the operatives. Why we did it, why we blew the towers up. We'll be right back.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
E. Howard Hunt, Deathbed Confession, Part 1. Please continue.
The tinge of this particular story, or the information, I should say. I was a bench warmer on it, and I had a reputation for honesty. I think it's essential to refocus on what this information that I've been providing you, and you alone, by the way, consists of. What is important in the story is that we've backtracked the chain of command up up through Kornmeyer and laying the doings at the doorstep of LBJ. He, in my opinion, had an almost maniacal urge to become president. He regarded JFK as he was, in fact, an obstacle to achieving that. He could have waited for JFK to finish out his term and then undoubtedly a second term. So that would have put the LBJ at the head of a long list of people who were waiting for some change in the executive branch.
All right, so there he is talking about building up the hit job on Kennedy, the rest of it to be released later this week. Boy, that was St. James, huh? I'd be getting that out quick. We've talked to him. He's coming on Wednesday. We'll have more for you then, if not sooner. I'll play that again tomorrow. And Paul Watson's done a big article up on PrisonPlanet.com that's super important on the subject. I hope you get it and get it out to everybody today. Here we are, JFK assassination, the guy over the shooters saying this. Of course, he was photographed there as well. Let's blitz through your calls now. I got to move fast. Richard in Mississippi, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, Alex, the confession of the killing of John F. Kennedy, we cannot wait another 40 years to expose what happened at the World Trade Center. We need to expose it now.
We're trying.
And Alex, there's also something that may be unrelated, something that's called the electric car. I heard about a movie about it. You may be interested in it. Why our government killed the electric car.
Well, that's because they didn't want people being self-sufficient. I got to jump. Call me back tomorrow about the electric car. Let's talk to George in Ohio. George, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I wanted to comment. I'm a police officer at a medium-sized university in Ohio.
Oh, I wish we'd have got you on earlier.
I wanted to verify what you said about the illegal aliens that are here. We had one that we stopped and arrested. And INS said that unless we had a busload, they didn't want to do anything about it. And I listen to you regularly, and you kind of lately are painting cops with a wide paintbrush.
I know it's wrong. Well, imagine being frustrated. They're taking our kids. I'm scared to death of police now.
Well, I've never taken anybody's child, but just simply because I didn't have insurance.
I'm not saying you're a bad cop, sir. I'm saying the system is.
Well, I the way I handle it is that I have people bring me their insurance at a later time rather than improve before I even.
Well, it sounds like you're the kind of cop we had 50 years ago, sir, that people were bringing coffee and pies to. That's not how it is now here where I live. It's scary, sir.
Well, that's not the way it is. Apparently, I live in a different section of the country because I don't know anyone who does that.
Well, maybe I need to move where you live, then.
Maybe you do. But anyway,
You know what? I'm sorry you've been holding for like 45 minutes. Call me back tomorrow because I love to hear from police officers and tell them it's George, the police officer, and we'll get you to the head of the line. Will you call me back tomorrow?
I probably won't be able to tomorrow. Probably next Monday.
Okay, call me next Monday when you're off, sir. God bless you. I'm sorry to Art. I'm sorry to Richard. I run on at the mouth, and I played all those clips, but I'm not against police individually. I told you about the nice officers out here, but they were still arresting my employee. And then saying, well, if he was an illegal alien, we wouldn't. I mean, you know, I know. Look, imagine being us, how threatened I am. Okay, it's scary. It's scary to go outside the house now. This stuff's real. I won't get anywhere near Williamson County. God bless you all. Big news on Prison Planet. Get it all. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.